Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing on with the chapter on Babun fil Mujahadati, the chapter on striving to one's utmost, striving against the outward enemy, striving against shaitan, and striving against one's nafs. So yesterday we did one hadith, ni'matani maghbunun fihima kathirun minan nas, as-sihhatu wal-faragh. And Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that many people are deceived by two bounties, health and free time. In other words, they think that this is something that will continue, and they'll continue to enjoy it. So what happens is when they do have it, they waste it, while it away. So many people are deceived by it. So here, these two things are some things that are major capital that Allah Ta'ala has given us. Allah Ta'ala has given us this capital of health, and Allah Ta'ala has given us this capital of free time. So maximize and use it properly. Now, keeping that hadith in mind that we did yesterday, we'll do one hadith today that shows us how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he made the best of his time. What did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do with his free time? And when it comes to time, we'll see that you get not only time, you get prime time also. So in our deen, like how in the markets, in the society we live in, where you got certain times that are known as times and certain are known as prime times. For example, a businessman, certain times he'll tell you that the shop is very, very busy. This is my peak time. This is my prime time. Like that, the roads, you'll get certain times that are peak times. 8 o'clock traffic, you'll get 5 o'clock traffic. Like that, those people that are involved in commercials and advertising, they'll tell you which is the peak time, which is the prime time for them to do their advertising. So like that, in our deen also, there are certain times in the day that are prime times, that are very, very beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here we'll see from this hadith that how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam valued his free time and how he valued his prime time. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kana yaqumu min al-layl hatta tatafattara qadamahu, faqultu lahu, lima tasna' hadha ya Rasulullah, lima tasna'u hadha ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, waqad ghafarallahu laka ma taqaddama min dhanbika wa ma ta'akhara. قال أفلا أحب أن أكون عبدا شكورا متفق عليه. هذه عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to engage in prayer at night. In other words, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to engage in tahajjud at night to such an extent that his feet would swell. So much. Now, for a person's feet to swell, he needs to stand for very, very long periods of time. And after a person stands for long periods of time, you'll find that the feet start swelling because of the excessive standing. So she says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would engage so much in tahajjud salat that his feet would start to swell. I said to him, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why do you do this when Allah Ta'ala has forgiven all your past and all your future sins? What is the need for you to exert yourself? We're doing the chapter on exerting oneself. In other words, what is the need for you to exert yourself to such an extent when Allah Ta'ala has forgiven all your past sins and all your future sins? Ulama explain here that our belief is that Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are free from sins. So what is meant here by sometimes they may do something that is, it's possible that they may do something that is an error of judgment. In other words, something was more better for them to do. They did something that was less better. It is a nice Arabic saying that inna hasanat al-abrari sayyi'at al-muqarrabin, that sometimes the good deeds of the pious, those that are very, very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they even regard that as a sin. For an example, is a person harms another person. One person harms me. And now one of two things I can do. I can just do one action, I can just remain silent, and I can just go away. But for a person who's very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what he will do in a case like that, this person harmed me, let me do good to him. Let me give him one gift. Let me talk kindly to him. Let me show him some extra courteousness. Now that is a higher level of taqwa. When somebody does evil to you, instead of you just walking away, keeping quiet, what you do is you actually go back and repay with goodness. So Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they would always do those things that were better, but sometimes perhaps they may have done something that was an error of judgment, that was khilafi awla, wasn't the best thing for them to do, but that also they would regard it as a guna. So this is what Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was saying, that Allah Ta'ala has forgiven your past and Allah Ta'ala has forgiven your future sins. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, now explaining why he would stand for so long in salah and why he would take advantage of this prime time, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, should I not be a grateful servant of Allah? Should I not be a grateful servant of Allah? In other words, Allah Ta'ala has given me so many ni'mats. Should I not be grateful to Allah Ta'ala for those ni'mats that He has given me? So this is a form of showing shukr. And this shows that what a high level of connection Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That despite his whole day working tirelessly, in fact the ayat of the Quran explains, إِنَّ لَكَ فِي النَّهَارِ سَبْحًا طَوِيلًا, that verily in the day is a very, very long swimming. Swimming in other words, moving amongst the people, giving this one dawat, giving that one dawat, going to this person, going to that person, making fikr here, making fikr there. This was the day of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And look at the night of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, up in salah, up in ibadah, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this tahajjud salat is not a small thing. It's something that is very, very great. It's known as da'bu salihin. This was the way of the pious. That all the pious, if you look at one common factor in them, amongst the many common factors, you'll find that tahajjud salat was one common factor. They would never ever miss the tahajjud salat. They would hold on tightly that this is a salat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. In fact, this salat has so much of potential and so much of good that one way of bringing here ashaddu wat'aw wa aqwa muqila, one way of bringing the nafs under control, to get the nafs firm and firmly under control, is bringing tahajjud in one's life. Because this helps a person to put that nafs away. The desire to sleep, the desire to rest more is there, but the person himself makes it a point of waking up for tahajjud. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give such izzat and such respect to that person that is firm with his tahajjud salat. He doesn't miss his tahajjud salat. That on the day of qiyamah, Allah ta'ala will make this announcement, أَيْنَ الَّذِي تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. Where are those people that will separate their sides from the beds, hoping in the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having hope in Allah ta'ala, having fear in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This would drive them to separate their sides from their beds. In other words, where are the people of tahajjud? One group of people in front of everyone will be given such izzat that they are these people that separated themselves from the bed. They are these people that are the people of tahajjud. In front of the whole ummah, they will be given that izzat. This great, great reward for this tahajjud salat. We don't have to read our tahajjud salat like how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam read for hours and hours. We are weak people. But even if some portion of the night, preferably the latter portion of the night, a person is up, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ulama of the opinion that du'as are answered, a person, just him and his Allah, what more can a person ask for? A person that loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when everything else is quiet, when the sounds outside are all faded, person is just himself and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he's talking to for these moments of tahajjud. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of bringing this in our salat. We should look at the tahajjud of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and take some inspiration from there. If he could stand for so many hours, despite such a difficult day, and despite such hard work that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam would engage himself in, yet he would not miss it out. So how can we miss out? Even if it means a short while, standing up in tahajjud salat and turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. We are blessed to have a jamaat in our masjid from India. So those of us that have any time, inshallah, during the day, free time, whatever, then we should try and spend some time with this jamaat, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.